Language is the greatest tool possessed by any creature. No other animal besides humans have ever possessed this capability, and none ever will. As Reynolds Price writes in A Palpable God, the ability to speak and tell stories is essential to our species, second in necessity apparently after nourishment, and before love and shelter. Many in cities around the world survive without homes or hugs, but almost none live in silence. You might call us homo verba. We are word-shaped beings who live word-shaped lives within word-shaped communities. This, it seems, is by design. As one Episcopal writer says, God could have made us stone creatures, tree creatures, sea creatures, winged creatures, but God made us speech creatures instead. Human beings made in God's own likeness, which is to say, capable of joining God in the work of creation by speaking things into being ourselves. Words are one of God's holy gifts to humanity, and speaking them should be a sacred act. We drape our dreams in words. We paint murals of sorrows with them. They are humanity's carrier pigeons of information, of meaning, of emotion. We struggle to live without them. But we humans don't always wield our words well. We often speak without much thought. We spew hate speech and blaspheme, transforming the sacred act of speaking into profane behavior. We speak deceptively and unkindly. We use words to curse, tear down, discourage, blame, and judge. A simple no can fly from our lips with the decimating power of a shotgun shell, while a sincere yes can alter the course of a life. As a writer, I depend on words. I know how much they matter. The words I choose to include in a column or book can encourage the discouraged, irk the easily irritated, or educate the uninformed. There are a million ways to discuss any particular topic. The choice and the arrangement of words always matter. What is true of me is also true of us all. Our words may not cause plants to sprout, but they can make hope spring forth in a human heart. God birthed us with words, and now we find ourselves in constant labor, giving birth ourselves through the power of words. When we release words into the air, like the first one spoken, they create worlds both glorious and dark. The notion that sacred words are powerful and essential saturates both the Jewish and Christian traditions. When Moses descended Mount Sinai, lugging 2 stone tablets, he was delivering 10 sentences that would become Israel's watchwords. The commandments make for a curious list, really. One addresses the need for rest, and another forbids cheating on your spouse. Stealing is out in one commandment, while another one vetoes covetousness. Idol making is off limits, and children are ordered to honor their parents. But when it comes to words, God issued not one, but 2 commandments. One prohibits bearing false witness against another person, which is just a fancy way of saying that hate speech, slander, and lying are all bad news. Another commandment forbids people from taking God's name in vain.